my loot, them my shoot, them my wheel.
I shall empty town.
Goodbye, the pump up your
shall empty town.
Here we are. The new spirit library.
The new spirit library.
The new spirit library.
The new
The New Spins Library.
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 Here we are.
Hey Montreal, it's a great day out there. You are tuned to the New Spins Library on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a music magazine show for you today with three pre-recorded interviews in the music spot. The first interview is with Lil America, known as Lil Medrano. Her new tune, Express Entry, is full of her Caribbean and El Salvadorian roots. The next interview is with Mississauga locals Saucasson and Shugs. Their latest music, since their album SOS, is worth a listen, like I Never Fail Extended or INF. The third interview is with Pascal LeBlanc. Pascal is changing the way things taste with her latest achievement, Entre les Rables et le Cocotier. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and after some music we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, why do old people shrink? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Locked.
discovering new music, this is the station. Hi, my name is Ezra Brooks, and you're listening to The New Spins Library on C-Cut Radio.
It's 29 and sunshine through the day. You're sipping wine, but you don't like the taste. And I love how you care about your hair, my darling. Already tired, but it's just the way I feel. No cigarettes, no whiskey could bring me near. And I love how you see every part. Pretend that I don't miss you, darling. And if you're holding somebody's hand, then I swear I'd be dying. And if I told you I love you, would you say it back? If I told you I'm broke, would you give me cash? Would you just put on that song we love? Skipping town, heading outbound. Got your song in my head. Sing it loud and proud, saying, I'm not the one. No, I'm not the one. I'm heading south. Drove about halfway down California, babe. Don't call me now, say. I told you I love you.
head is heavy. It's dark and hard to see. I can barely swallow. Buried in the deep. There's a feeling in my gut. And I can recall everything that's ever happened to me. When I take my last breath and I finally go to sleep, remember what I taught you. Mind your manners. Always say please, but don't bow down to nobody. Bloom where you planted and don't take anything for granted. Good things don't come easy, don't expect that they do. The wind will guide you. My head is heavy. It's dark and hard to see. I can barely swallow. Buried in the deep. My head is heavy. Buried in the deep. Hey. There's an ache in my bones, and I can recall everything that's ever called me home. When I take my last breath and I finally go to sleep, trust that I love you. Walk in your purpose, stick to your vision, don't let others influence you with their decisions, ask lots of questions, and without any question, never doubt yourself.
The new spins library on CKUT.
Lil America's Express Entry single is an empowering immigrant story, highlighting how far you can go if you persevere and follow your dreams. Utilizing a traditional Caribbean beat and contemporary jazz pop, Lil America's sound is captivating and will get you dancing. Lil America is dropping her debut album, Courage Music Healing, later this year. The album is a personal mix and reflection of the past and looks forward to the future, touching on how important music is to her life. With us today, we have Lil America, also known as Lil Medrano. Hi, Lil, and welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for inviting me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be Lil America, the musician.
So the musician, I think I was born with a musician in my brain. So it was something that I had since I was a little girl. Lil America, Lil is my first name. America is my middle name. America is the middle name of my aunt. My aunt's name is Alba America. So that's why I'm Lil America. So since I was little, I started to sing. I started to do acting. And then now here I am, 45 years old and still doing it.
Where do you come from? And how did this influence your music?
I was born in El Salvador. I had to leave El Salvador in the 80s because there was a very bad war and my family was going to be killed if we stayed there. I was very little, like 3 or 4 years old. So we ended up going through to Mexico, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, and then we ended up in Cuba. So all my childhood was Cuba, 100%. And then after, in 1992, I was able to go back to El Salvador. I lived in El Salvador for 12 years, and then I moved to Canada.
Who are your bandmates, and what does everyone play or do?
My bandmates right now, because I have played with so many people during the whole time. So my bandmates are my husband, David Carrillo. He is the drummer. My son, Edgar Carrillo, he plays the guitar and he actually helped composing many of the music, many of the songs that we did. And then we have Jeronimo Acuña on guitar. We have Carlos Rodriguez on percussion and Joel Banks on the upright bass. They are amazing musicians and we come from all over the world, Chile, El Salvador, Canada. As beautiful as Canada is, we are very diverse.
Who produced Courage Music Healing, and how did you enjoy working with this producer?
That's a very good question. I did produce it. So this is my debut as a producer-composer. I always saw myself as a singer. And that is a very good question, the one that you make, because how did I get along with Lil, the producer? It was an internal battle, that's for sure, because it was my first time, I wasn't sure if I could do something like that. So it was a constant assuring to myself, are you doing right? Are you okay? Is everything okay? I would say it was not a good thing because it was, I would say, like a constant assuring myself, is it okay?
Your most recent single is Express Entry. What was the process you went through producing this song?
Express Entry, okay, the whole the album Courage Music Healing, it's what it says, it's Courage Music Healing. I had to be off from my job for quite a bit because I had to regain my mental health. I left my composer, my creative time aside since I came to Canada because I focus on being a mother, a worker to, you know, to thrive, to provide for my family. Express Entry comes with a story, with the story of a woman, of an immigrant with her little four-year-old coming to Canada and willing to set up a new life, like many other stories of many people that come here to Canada.
May we hear some of your music?
Yeah, I'd be happy to show you.
This is Express Entry on the New Spins Library.
Customs immigrants. San Salvador, Havana, Hamilton, 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 San Salvador.
One of your most interesting songs is America. What is the story behind this song?
America is my name. So always when I tell my name to everybody, they ask me why, actually they ask me why your name is not Canada and only America. What I think is America is a continent, it's not a country. So always when somebody asks me why America, it's because America is a whole continent full of flavor, full of culture, full of, you know, from head to toe, meaning from South to North America. So in this song, I wanted to tell that America is not only a country, it's a whole continent. And I am singing the whole continent. So that's, of course, the music, the harmony and the melody I came up with. But my son composed the harmony, which is a very interesting harmony, the one that he did. He's 16 years old.
May we listen to some more of your music?
For sure.
This is America on CKUT.
Do you have some local concerts coming up?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do have a couple of concerts coming here in Hamilton on January. So if people want to attend, I will be at the Gasworks, and I will be also, we're discussing to go to a concert in Toronto. I cannot disclose the date yet, as yet, because we don't have the date yet. But for sure, during the summer is our peak times for all musicians here. So stay tuned for the new concerts coming.
What would you say is your real work in this world?
That's a very good question. When you made me that question, I was thinking, wow, what is my real work in this world? And I think I realized that now that I'm 45 years old, I believe my real work is to help people going through the journey of healing. Or taking the courage to go through to that healing process, because it takes a lot of courage to go through it. So if my music and my person can help, if I can be a tool to help people healing, I think I can die happily. Like many people, I've done my job.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music or concert tickets, where should they go?
Yes. So what I suggest to go is to Bandcamp, and especially on Bandcamp Fridays, because they are very fair to musicians. So my whole album, Courage Music Healing, is in Bandcamp. You just go Bandcamp Lil America, and you can buy the whole album, I believe, for $11. So you can go there, and you can go to my website as well, www.lilamericaa.com, and all my information is in there. Concerts, you can go to Lil America as well, Facebook, Lil America A, Instagram. You can find me everywhere.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Lil Medrano as Lil America, speaking about herself and her music. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
CKUT where the new spins beat. Liberate, we probably the true meaning of libraries. The world out some station for the community that news, arts, and culture shape our intellectuality. Releasing these new spins, during these bright grins, Wednesday morning, 7 to 9 on 90.3 is where it's happening. Tune in, the tunes are in tune, and with some interviewing, the new spins library Wednesday, 7 a.m. is broadcast. The New Spins Library. The New Spins Library. The New Spins Library. The New Spins.
Saugusson is a young and upcoming artist from Mississauga, Ontario. Influenced by many artists, including but not limited to Triple X Temptation, Drake, Party Next Door, Krush, Indica, Danny IX, V Britannia, and many more. He dropped SOS, a large collection of hip-hop wonders, back in 2021. He also has a new working partner named Shugs. So with us today, we have Saugusson and Shugs. Hi, and welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be musicians.
I'm Saugusson. I was born and raised in Mississauga, as it's stated. I came into music around elementary school when I started writing, and then I really got into it on a serious note, more so in the past 3 years, like in a professional way. And now this is Shugs to my right. She can, you know, go give you a little explanation of who you are, what you do.
Our family is very like musically inclined. I think that influenced us a lot, because no matter where we were, whose house we were at, it's music playing. There's a discussion about music. So if anything, it was inevitable that we'd fall in love, you know, with music and just the way that it's orchestrated. But music is definitely an outlet. I feel as though when a lot of people say when I was at my lowest, that's when I started, you know, writing, and that's when I started really falling for music. But it's true, that's usually how it happens. It's a source of how can I release what I'm feeling. How can I make my thoughts plain? Music is a great way to express that.
Who is involved in your organization and what does everyone play or do?
The main components of the INF team now are me, Saw the Sun, Shokes to my right. I handle mainly all of the marketing, the A&R stuff. I manage her as well as my other artist, Lee Britannia, who's also the producer for our team. He also is working on engineering as well. So it's just the three of us getting this thing going by ourselves. And Shokes is more of our, like anything, visionary. Yeah, anything visually creative, the hair visual creative process, that we go to her for that. If we have a set and we need a design, go to her for that. Clothes, merch, she designs all the merch, all the logos, stuff like that. So yeah, you know, we all, you know, put our pieces together and make it all function properly, you know?
INF Extended is a lead single off of your epic 18-track album, SOS. What made the making of this album fun?
What made it fun initially was actually just because I had a lot of features on there. So working with a bunch of artists at the time was really, really fun for me. And also just building this body of work over a span of 5 years, like, you know, all the, I wanted there to be like a little, like to show old music mixed with the new styles in there and how they can all be carried on into further years. You know, it was just a fun process making like such a large body of work with so many different people. There's a lot of producers involved, engineers involved. So it was a lot of people who like helped put this thing together, right? So it was just really fun getting to work with all these people, especially my sister. Like when we did our INF extended song, you know, obviously, that was just all about having fun with my sister at that point. Even in the video, even when I made a preview about it, I initially said, just so you guys understand, this video is just going to be me and my sister having fun. So,
may we listen to some of your music?
Yeah, you can pretty much listen to anything.
How about INF Extended? Do you think you can pop that one up on the...
Yeah, I can definitely pull that one up.
Okay. Well, then this is INF Extended on the New Spins Library.
Never fail, I'm gonna make it. 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 Writing music all night, making money all day. Trying to find me why. Of course, cause I'm alright. Follow me into the night. If you're scared, get baptized. Lyrics make you wanna hide your kids and hide your wife. Might be a nigga fanatic. Only when I'm at it, it happen. Incredible hog, want money in bulk, so I sit back. Old. I'm coming in new. I believe I can make better, and that's true too. There's no doubt in my mind I'll have some competition. That's just my tribe together on this mission. Never sneak because that's not how I was brought up. Never hate because that's not what I was taught of. I want it all like I just won the lotto. I'm a ball like I play for Toronto. But not on cars, I'm a ball with my family. Give them a crib and my sister a piano. Stacks. When I walk in, move back. Like none of y'all like that. True, that's facts. Black beater, what's that? Roach and ripped up pants. When the strong survive, this track's a bomb, you'll die. Just wanna run up on me. All talk, no show. Mans think that I'm Oscar. Keep your pennies, I'm proud. Can't hear, it's too loud. Cold the city I'm from. Heartbeat, bass drum. Music's my sanctum.
Never give up on your dreams. How do you, Saugerson and Shugs, how do you keep each other going?
Like I said, so we're siblings. So a lot of the support that we get for each other when it comes to music or just in life in general, we have stuff we're dealing with or going through. We have each other for that. So we help push each other forward, help hold each other up. You know, anything that I can do to help and vice versa. We make sure that we do that because if we can get as much help right here in-house between the two of us and build a strong foundation support right here, there's not much else we need from other people.
That's real. And I truly believe that we grew up in a praying household, and I truly believe that prayer works. So when things are getting shifty or they're getting shaky, I'm going to talk to God about it and be like, what's the next move? Because it's not looking promising right now. Or, you know, it's things are a little bit rocky. So, like, what are we doing wrong? Or what do we need to do next that's going to bring us to the next level, that's going to, you know, turn everything around? So it's really about going back to the source and making sure that we're walking accordingly. Because you can't just do any and everything and then expect good things, you know? So it's really about just making sure our minds are screwed on straight and remembering what our parents are, keeping it pushing. For sure.
What was the process you went through making your recent video for INF Extended?
So as I explained before, it was just a lot of making sure we were having fun, basically, and finding different places around the side of the city where we could have that fun, but also keep it in the city, because it's very important for me to make sure that I'm always highlighting that I live in Mississauga, not anywhere else, Mississauga, Ontario.
Yeah,
Saga Sun for a reason. So the process was just making sure we had places that were in Mississauga and then having fun in those places and just showcasing that we're having fun and that we'll never fail, we're going to make it.
The INF of INF Extended has a meaning, right? It's I never fall.
I never fail.
Well, I never fail.
Okay. Yeah.
So I never fail. When you took that as the theory for the theme for your song, what were you talking about? I never fail. Are you someone who fails a lot, or is there, what's the backstory?
In general, the brand, my company name, everything is I never fail. My company name is I Never Fail Corporation, so short form INF. So what that means is we always strive for success. Back in the days, a lot of people thought this is just it can be applied generally, but for me personally, I was told I was going to fail a lot. So just to say it out of spite, I'm like, no, I'm never going to fail. It's because I say so, because I said I'm not going to fail. That's why I'm not going to fail. Obviously, at the end of the day, you have to put in the work. You got to make sure that you're keeping your moral compass on point. You got to make sure you're praying to God, know what you're dealing with, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, it was just a simple matter of me saying, because I say I'm not going to fail, I'm going to make sure that I won't fail. Right. And And that can be applied for anyone. So that's why the chorus is just never fail. But anyone can sing that song and have it on repeat. Yeah. And it can apply to anything. Like a couple of videos on TikTok, people just apply different things. As this one lady said, she's pregnant with her baby. And the pregnancy was going on for a little longer than she expected. So she used the song in the background, never fail, I'm going to make it, never fail, I'm going to make it. And now she's happily, brand new babies, brand new, born, all that good stuff. So that's, it can be applied to different things, but that's what I meant for me personally.
Yeah. And I think it's also just keeping in mind that a loss isn't really a loss, but it's more so a lesson. Like if what you thought was for you didn't flourish as so, it's not a loss. It just wasn't for you. You know, what's for you will be for you. So it's not really a loss. It's just another lesson that you can learn, another stepping stool. You're like, all right, boom, I learned this. I'm going to apply whatever I learned from this situation. I'm going to put it here and I'm going to move forward using the knowledge and the wisdom that I've encountered through the quote unquote loss.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
When are you planning to perform a concert?
Next year, actually, there's a lot of different performances got planned. There's one coming up in March in Toronto with Trap Art. Got one in Montreal coming up, actually. I'm not exactly sure on the date yet, but just got to book that, get it finalized. And then there's going to be a little tour going on as well. All those dates are pending. You can keep posted on those things on my Instagram at Saga Sun and or my website, and you could just see when those things are coming. There's a lot of different shows coming up next year for sure.
May we hear some more of your music?
Yeah, for sure. You can play Later Gator.
This is Saga Sun with Later Gator on CKUT.
LB.
It's real, all I know is real. I just had to go.
Mask of no
game. They just want the fame. Songs sound the same, just a different day. Man's so lame, what a disgrace. No matter what they're putting on, they're getting paid. Music's in the drought, got me enraged. Thank God for talent, give me an escape. Keep doing you, and I'll never change. Just in one shot, even out of range. Can't guarantee you'll remember my name. I do this shit for real, giving my all. I just gotta work, and I'll never fall. Then I can't play high on the ball. Music keep me saying, order roll call. Niggas is a shame, got me so appalled. Bars from the mall, can't believe the gall. To compare to me, gotta have some balls. Everywhere that I go, gotta be with my music. Keep me no stress when I use it. Might say that I abuse it. Find lyrics, but I won't lose it. Haven't heard me, you snoozing. Drunk on my words, straight boozing. Bopping my head to the beat. Got me really feeling on my feet. Feed me rappers and beats. With some spinach and grease. Money mission me in greed. I got goals and dreams. I want golden things. No, not chains and rings. Talking really major things. Cause you know I play to win. Playing the game like Sims. Socks on gear, that's him. Way above the rim. Feeding shit like Sim. I ain't if my kin.
Yeah, I ain't in my kin. Yeah, I ain't in my kin. Yeah. Yeah. Had to go and get it on my own. Had to go and rip it for my zone. If I rap, it's real. All I know is real. I just had to go.
Never got put on, so I had to work hard and get up on my feet, yeah. On road to the blonde, we'll be up to the mark, cause we jump to the street, yeah. You gotta pay for the song, look how I jazz, murder all these beats, yeah. I'm moving like King Kong, when my shit comes on, yeah, they know it's me, yeah. None of you rappers are like me, I be the Henny and you be the iced tea. I be the one they be feeling the vibe, we swear that I do this without even trying. I'm popping like soda and you be the diet. Up in the booth, I'll be king like a lion. Taking a bitch to the glass, got me flying. She said, let's take it to go, ain't no dining. Yeah, 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 yeah. And she love the way I walk it, love the way I talk it, love the way I pull up all black when I walk. And I got all the birdies flocking, tall racks when I be flossing, yeah. But who you really know that can do it like me, Who you really know that be talking how we live and never cap it like me, Who you really know ain't nobody out here that be rapping like me, I done came from the five, that's where I reside. Shout out to Paisley,
Yeah, I ain't in my king. Yeah, I ain't in my kin. Yeah. Yeah.
Had to go and get it on my own. Had to go and rip it for my zone. If I rap, it's real. All I know is real. I just had to go.
If our listeners would like some free listening time or to buy your music, concert tickets, or merch, where should they go?
Well, like I said, they can hit me up on my Instagram at Saga Sun or her Instagram.
Underground Queen.
You could just Google me at any point, and then my website will pop up. You can check me on my website. I keep all my things updated on there, unitedmasters.com/Saga Sun. Or like I said, just go on my Instagram at Saga Sun, her Instagram at Underground Queen. Keep all the updates and stuff there. You can also check out INF page, This Is INF, keeps updates on that page as well. And yeah, anything that we have going on will always be on those locations.
Music, Apple Music, Spotify, or no?
Yeah, everything. Yeah,
Spotify, yeah, all that good stuff.
Everything, every platform.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
No problem.
No problem. I'm good speaking with you.
You've been listening to Shugs and Saugerson speaking about their music. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Peace.
To mark the release of her new album, Entre les Rables et le Cocotier, Pascal LeBlanc will be performing on October 26th at Le Ministère. With us today, we have Pascal LeBlanc. Hi, Pascal, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you became a musician.
Okay, so I'm a singer-songwriter, and I've been a musician for as long as I can remember. At age 3 or 4, I used to play on a tiny organ type. I think at age 6, I asked for piano lessons and never stopped since then. And I went to Cégep and university in music.
You've released many albums over the years. Tell us about them and what happened in 2020 to prevent the release of your current album, Entre les Rables et le Cocotier.
So I released my first complete album with a music label, but, you know, I didn't like the way things were handle and I wanted to make my own decisions about my music. So in 2011, I became an independent musician. I released two mini albums, two EPs. And in the 2020, I was ready, early 2020, I think it's February, I was ready to launch the album, but you know what happened. That's why I postponed its release. But I never thought that it would take like 2 years before I could launch it.
Who are your bandmates currently, and what does everyone play or do?
Well, I have two band compositions. One is a small trio with bassist Benoît Lavaux and drummer Sébastien Serré. And that setup, I also use live looping of percussions that I record myself on stage, vocal harmonies, electric guitar, etc., which makes us sound like a full band. And I also have a real full band, six musicians on stage, and that's what that composition I will have a launch show. Well, it's with the same musicians and with the addition of Daniel Bellegarde on percussions, François Moffat on electric guitar, and Mélanie Charrier on back vocals. And these are really, really excellent musicians.
What themes do you explore in your current album? And how do these themes resonate in your everyday world?
The main theme of the 13th songs on the album is very well explained by its title, Entre l'érable et le cocotier, between the maple and the coconut tree, which is the importance of culture mixing. In fact, it's the essence of my artistic approach, having myself a mixed cultural heritage identity, I could say, since my mother is Haitian and my father is Quebecois. And I grew up in Haiti, but I was born in Montreal. And I came back at 11. So I use my music to demonstrate how natural and powerful is the blend of cultures. For me, it's totally natural to blend, for example, French and Creole. When I sing, I also make different cultural elements of my two countries. For example, I would say a Canadian Quebecois folk acoustic guitar, similar to a group like Harmonium. I mix that with Caribbean rhythms. In one of my songs, I even tried music with Creole lyrics on it. I read a lot on cultural mixing, and there's been 4 big studies on the subject, and the overall results show that cultural mixing can be a great, great to improve intergroup relations. It reduces prejudice and discrimination between groups, and so it's what I do in my music, mainly. Yep.
May we hear some of your music?
Sure.
This is Sue K. Mwen on the New Spins Library.
J'allais tout voir, ton billet tout serait sous calme.
Where and when is your launch concert for Entre les Rables et le Cocotier?
The launch concert will take place on Wednesday, October 26th at 8 o'clock at the venue Le Ministère, which is on St. Lawrence Street in Montreal. Admission is free, but your listeners, if they want tickets, they have to reserve at lepointdevente.com.
May we listen to some more of your music?
Yes, of course.
This is Entre les Rables et le Cocotier on CKUT.
Moins pas qu'à choisir, je ne peux pas choisir. Car les érables et le cocotier portent tous les deux mes racines. Un bel érable a vu que je grimpais sur ses branches.
Un bel érable a vu que je grimpais sur ses branches.
C'est passé moins temps des yontis oiseaux. Cap chanté, un joli chant de plaie. L'érable s'est fâché, il m'a tiré par la manche.
L'érable s'est fâché, il m'a tiré par la manche.
Les voyants tête en bas, poule crasse ses hommes. Moins tombé, j'ai eu peur, hein, s'il vous plaît. Entre l'érable et le coco, cocotier, moins pas qu'à choisir, je ne peux pas choisir. Car l'érable et le coco, cocotier portent tous les deux mes racines.
Entre l'érable et le coco, cocotier, moins pas qu'à choisir, je ne peux pas choisir. Car l'érable et le coco, cocotier portent tous les deux mes racines.
J'ai attrapé un palmier en faisant une pirouette.
J'ai attrapé un palmier en faisant une pirouette.
Belle du pied, voilà caille qui démontait. Moins grimper, car la colombe m'appelait. Le palmier m'a lancé des noix de coco par la tête.
Le palmier m'a lancé des noix de coco par la tête.
Heureusement m'atterrit sous tout des pièmes. Moins crier, car la colombe s'en allait. Entre l'érable et le coco, cocotier, moins pas qu'à choisir, je ne peux pas choisir. Car l'érable et le coco, cocotier, portent tous les deux mes racines.
Entre l'érable et le coco, cocotier, moins pas qu'à choisir, je ne peux pas choisir.
C'est papa, mac, maman, moi qu'elle nouillait. Vous êtes ma reine, mon roi, mon hiver, mon été. Sans votre amour, je n'ai plus d'identité. Entre l'érable et le coco, cocotier, moi pas qu'à choisir, je ne peux pas choisir. Car l'érable et le coco, cocotier, pas tous les deux mes racines.
Entre l'érable et le coco, cocotier,
moi pas qu'à choisir.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
Your listeners, they can search for Pascal Leblanc on Spotify. It's Pascal with an E at the end. And the best place to buy my music is on Bandcamp. Also, if you're interested in having the coming album ready on your listening music platform, there's a pre-save link where you can subscribe. It's ffm.to/Pascal Leblanc_entre l'érable et le cocotier.
Thank you for your interview today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to Pascal Leblanc speaking about her music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
This is Democracy Now!
Na luta pelo bem do Brasil.
In the fight for the good of Brazil, we will use the weapons that our adversaries fear the most. The truth that prevails over the lies, the hope that conquers fear, and the love that defeats hatred. Long live Brazil, and long live the Brazilian people.
E viva o povo brasileiro!
In Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is inaugurated as the new president, marking a stunning comeback leader and president as he replaces far-right President Jair Bolsonaro, who boycotted the ceremony and fled to Orlando, Florida, while he faces multiple criminal investigations. We'll get the latest. Then, after years